So now the no sweat news so that you can win the Sopranos prequel movie tickets, the Count Basie Theater. That's the Basie Center for the Arts, and their new movie theater is presenting it this weekend.
October 1st, it's going to open Friday. Holy cow.
That's great.
I will be watching it the day it opens without question.
Here's what you got to do. Go to thebasie.org for info. Today's No Sweat News brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Don't go it alone. Your job search. Express employment professionals can help at ExpressPros.com. All right. So wokeness is now addressing the term virginity.
Okay.
You know, when you have your first sexual escapades,
of course,
experiences and so forth.
Sure.
And some people in the woke world don't want it to be called virginity anymore because it's not a treasure that can be taken or lost. They would like, instead of it being called virginity, that we refer to it as someone's sexual debut. So
right.
I had my sexual debut.
No. That's okay.
With my school teacher.
I mean.
In.
Did this happen? Or is this a.
12th grade.
What?
It was a wonderful sexual debut and I learned a lot.
Uh-oh.
And she learned never to come around me again.
Oh my, what?
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well, I don't understand.
It's no longer
that.
Virginity losing or taking. It's a sexual debut.
You can just stop it with the nonsense. Some of it's just talking.
Woke up, Dave.
And no, I'm awake, but let me just tell you something.
Are you awake?
I like to speak, as the dude says, I'm into brevity.
Yeah.
And some of these things are just too damn cumbersome to say. I'm now having to make my sexual debut.
You made a sexual debut, yes.
Like, that's hard for someone to say.
Yeah, I had a sexual debut.
I popped my cherry like everyone else. Now shut up with the rest of you.
I like it because it sounds like it's happened on Broadway, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the other thing.
I'm some sort of thespian now.
And my debut was certainly not Broadway.
It was certainly
not. It wouldn't win a Tony, an Emmy, a Razzie.
No. Oh, it would get a Razzie, all right.
There are some awards it might win, but they probably, like, are given away on the dark web.
We didn't even get through the opening credits on my sexual debut.
It was nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I think if... Sort of like the ending of Lost. I was like, what happened?
Right.
Is that it?
She went out to the snack shop afterwards. I had questions.
I was like, did I do everything correctly?
No. No, you didn't.
Oh.
Got the old tap on the shoulder.
Hey, do we have some towels or something here? This was not the way I thought.
Carl, I think.
There's no debut here.
Carl, I think we're finished now.
It was like an awful 7th grade science experiment gone wrong.
Right.
You're like, you know, when you have that science fair
and
there's just stuff melting and falling and dripping off the table.
Gotcha. Well, that was your sexual debut, so congratulations.
No, that wasn't my debut. Yep. That was an embarrassing...
Ken Burns called. He wants to do a documentary about my sexual debut.
My sexual debut was an embarrassing, disgusting popping of the cherry that I choose to forget.
And now we move...
You.
To the next story from the snack editing department of the No Sweat News, Denny's has announced that they have a new product that they are calling Panookies.
Panookies?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like some kind of a dirty body part from a Jersey Shore cast member.
Something that might have been exposed during a sexual debut. Yes, the people at Denny's have Panookies. It's a pancake cookie combination.
Hell no. Don't screw around.
The cookie is chocolate chip, and it's a Panookie. It's like part pancake, part cookie.
Let me explain something to you, Carl. And this is something that I take very, very seriously.
Yeah, you're not down with this?
It's an agitation that normal people don't get, but because I have a mentally unbalanced issue.
We know.
Here's the
not
problem.
Just one, but go ahead.
I don't like it when foods, my normal foods, intermix with my dessert items or my treats.
Okay.
In other words,
so if you're going to give me,
if I'm going to have breakfast, I want breakfast. And then I don't want breakfast and dessert all of a sudden. And there's some sort of crazy cookie in my breakfast.
Do you put whipped cream on any sort of breakfast item?
I do not.
Okay. So there you go.
Purely maple syrup. I'm a maple syrup guy.
You are walking.
Maybe a little ketchup or a cream cheese.
Ketchup.
For an egg.
You're one of those egg, ketchup on egg guys?
Scrambled, yeah. Mm. Oh. I thought I was...
Ketchup on eggs.
I had decorum when it comes to breakfast. Now I'm starting to feel like a trash bag over here.
You have mixed your lunch and your breakfast if you're putting ketchup on eggs.
On scrambled eggs, yes, no. Absolutely. Oh, and omelets.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry.
You're now breaking the rule of the separation of your... food items.
And some of our breakfast sandwiches that we used to get there, I dipped that in the ketchup, too.
Sandwich is a sandwich. You can put ketchup on a sandwich.
All right, good. But nothing on scrambled?
Not on scrambled.
And not on an omelet?
Nope.
Okay.
Now, here's a new one. Dateline New York City for story number 3. Police in the Big Apple just impounded several vans that were parked on the city streets that were being listed as apartments for rent on Airbnb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things have gotten bad.
Really bad. You don't want to go that whole hotel room with a flushing toilet route. You can rent someone's van and sleep in the back. It was called Operation Room Service. 7 vans in all were taken off city streets. The van were parked on the streets of East Village and in Chelsea. Some of them have racked up thousands of dollars in parking violations because they were parked and never moved. Just rented out on Airbnb. Cops caught wind of the Airbnb van rentals on city streets through a YouTube review. Those listings on Airbnb are gone, and the video review is gone, but other city street van rentals are still up on Airbnb.
Wow.
So if car horns, homeless people, and the potential for witnessing crime up close and personal is your thing.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like a great vacation.
Oh, it'll be adventurous. And as far as vacations go, it won't be relaxing.
No.
But if you're looking for a high energy vacation, people do.
Right.
Plenty of adrenaline. Mm-hmm. This is it. Because this is like John Carpenter's Escape from New York.
Seriously.
Only it's actual New York.
Right.
And it's really the times we're living in 2021.
Unbelievable. Right? I'd like to rent an Airbnb van.
Yeah.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you tomorrow for more. And, of course, Friday's quiz for your chance to see the Saints of Newark. That, of course, is at the Basie Theater at the Count Basie Center for the Arts in Red Bank. Get info at thebasie.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.